Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Blondie on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep it rolling. Those windshield wipers slapping out of tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Yeah, I gotta keep it rolling. Ooh, I'm driving out of the way, looking for a better way. Day. Little truck stop cutie coming on to me, tried to talk me into a ride, said I wouldn't be sorry. Oh, but she was just a baby. Hey, wait, call me another cup of coffee. Pop it down, jack me up, shoot me out, flying down the highway. I'm looking for the morning. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a better way. Oh, me. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. With a midnight headlight, blinding on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making love.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Time you can call in 515-602-9731, talking about what's life on the road like and all things trucking and then some. This is Redneckinize Radio, the do-it-yourself trucker. When everything goes wrong, the job still has to get done, and you got to redneckinize. So I appreciate everybody joining us tonight. We're just to kick it back. It's a Monday. What are you going to do, right? Before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com or give them a call, 800-634-3010. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're based out of Connecticut over there, so all those times are Eastern. And that's diesel particulate filter cleaning, you know, and you guys need those and those parts, too. They got they got turbos and EGR coolers and of course they got the filters and they'll get them clean for you too. You just overnight them, clean them, and overnight them right back. And then, man, that's a good deal when you talk about all those places you go and they can't get it done. They're too busy or I don't know. To me, it's just when you've got something clean, you take it to a place that has a clean facility, not a dirty shop. So that's one of them things. So check them out. Like I said, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, 800-634-3010. Appreciate all their support. So a lot of things going on. Don't forget, regulations.gov. There is a speed limiting rule being proposed, and it's in the comment phase. 11 days left. The commenting phase ends on June 3rd, and they're talking about putting speed limiters on there, so everybody go check them out. It's it's one of them things where it's like everybody's like, well, they're gonna do that, I'm not gonna hang it up. Well, then go ahead, hang it up then, because it looks like they're gonna do it. And I'd like to see it. I'd like to see a lot of hang-ups going on, because probably needs to happen, but ain't gonna happen. We're okay with it. Yep. Most of the pro-freedom people out there driving big trucks, they're okay with their freedoms being taken. They just don't want everybody else's. That's what it is. They just care about other people too much. So, yeah, check them out. Like I said, we're also on Facebook Live. Appreciate everybody doing that for us and everything. Or just kicking back. Like I said, regulations.gov is where you can find that. It's regulations.gov. And then search for FMCSA, speed limiting devices, for 2022, and you'll put it up there. Let's see if it pops up in the top tier anymore. Let's see. It was in the top regulations, but I don't think it's there anymore. It's nope. There's other things being taken precedent. There's fish and wildlife, animal and plant health inspection services, Food and Drug Administration, tobacco product standard for characterizing flavors in cigars. Oh, golly. Tobacco product standard for menthol in cigarettes. Proposed rule. Environmental Protection Agency, federal implementation of plan to addressing regional ozone transport for the 2015 Ozone National Ambient Air. It keeps going. And it just, dot, dot, dot. A request for information to a forum interagency working groups on mining regulations. This is Department of Interior. I saw that popped up just like a couple of days ago. So if you go in there and you type up a search and you just do new speed limiters. Let's see what that does. 2022, and you pull it up, and it's going to give you a bunch of searches. And there should be a deal where it says supporting related material, and there should be a proposed rule, and nothing's popping up. Let's see if we got it in the wrong spot. Here we go. Like that, maybe. No. Nope. So, speed limiters on trucks. Documents. Make sure you're in the document phase. And no, it's still not pulled up. But probably their whole goal is to make it very, very difficult. So, but make sure you go check that out. Regulations.gov. It's a proposed rule by the FMCSA. 2022 rule. See if that just pops up like that. Supporting documents, other. It's so funny that there's so many other things in there, and they'll just pull it up. They don't care. It's whatever top. See if this. No, they don't care. It's funny. It's just too funny. But I'm typing in it and make sure it's easy to find. If I can pull it up, it'll do it. Oh, you know what? That's what it is. This thing's not typing right. And also, and that's what it is. Looks like it's all about the speed limiter. The word speed limiter is not, it's, they don't have it listed, but it is speed limiting devices. So when you type in speed limiting devices, L-I-M-I-T-I-N-G. So I typed in FMCSA speed limiting 2022. That's what popped up. And it was the first, that was the first one. So that's the way you get it searched. It's speed limiting. That's the thing. Cause that's what it's a pain in the butt that you can't get on there and do a search. So if you want to comment on the proposed rule, regulations.gov, and then type a search for FMCSA speed limiting, L-I-M-I-T-I-N-G, 2022, and it'll pop up proposed rule. It's the first one. And right now there's 11,300 comments. So it's not too good. There's a couple in there for 30,000. But I will say this, that, when they say that everybody cares about the environment, all the proposed rules under the EPA, they got like maybe 30 comments during a whole 30 days. So, yeah. So don't worry about it. You know, it's one of those things. So just keep a reminder, if you want to go comment, you got until June 3rd, regulations.gov. Check that out, and that'll be it. But yeah, that's what we do here is remind people what's going on out there in the world and hope everybody is able to comment and put their two cents in. It's one of those things. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, and they're going to do it. And you know what? Truck drivers aren't going to do anything about it because what are they going to do? You know, shut down and get another job somewhere else, doing something different. You know, that'll probably happen. So. Let's see here. I was going to type in what was going on. Ain't too much else going on. You know, fuel prices. An article just got released yesterday, I think it is, or this morning. It says major cause in inflation may have peaked. That's good news for consumers, bad news for the trucking companies. And I don't know what that's all about, but that's kind of, I mean, fuel prices are still up. I mean, they may have flattened out. You know, nobody's really crying about them as much. But they have some things going on with that. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know, as a truck driver, if you're not making it, it's because you're not charging enough because people are paying it. I mean, people are out there making money. You can't say that they're not paying it because they are. It's just that if you're out there and you can't get it, that means that whoever you're talking to is not paying you. You know, they're not willing to give you the money. And, you know, you just got to find people that will. That's the whole thing. So it's one of those things where, you know, you can go out there and you can say, well, you know, I work for this guy and they just don't want to pay. And, you know, I need to go find something better. But until I do, I'm just going to do this, you know, whatever. So, this is going off this Bank of America thing here. You know, Bank of America, I guess they sent out a survey to all of their customers that do a lot of shipping it's a big thing and all that. It says, according to the Bank of America biweekly survey of shippers, trucking freight rates are set for an even larger pullback. This is bad news for the trucking companies, but good news for the inflation front. And, you know, what do you mean pullback? Well, you know, if you're talking about they're just not going to be paying because of the way, you know, they feel inflation is and all that like that. Like I said, truck drivers, quit listening to these people about how, well, this is what the rate is and I've got to be able to, no, you got to make your money, pay your bills. Okay. And fuel, you know how much fuel is, you know, we were talking about it yesterday. It's right about $1 a mile to run a truck just for the fuel. That's just for the fuel. So, and especially when you run a freight, you know, what, Northeast California, we know how much more it is out there. It doesn't mean in all the others, you know, if you say, well, I can get more miles to the gallon, so I can, it's cost me less for fuel. But is it really? I mean, you know, talking about everything else, I mean, you know, just like I said, know what you're going, you know, hey, if you're buying cheap fuel, where you can actually get a better deal buying it or whatever, and then you can run your truck and get make more miles per gallon and maybe even charge less, hey, that's great. You know what? Because then you should be getting phone call to phone call to haul your freight. But if they're not, that means somebody out there is not doing it right either. So, you know, you're still having to fight for it. You know, it's all the main things that we think about. You know, well, you know, obviously if you run your truck slower and you can lower your rate, you know, we all know what's going to happen. You know, it's going to force something else where you're going to have some other kind of money somewhere else. And then, you know, what's the cut? If you're running your truck slow and making good fuel mileage, and then you're able to lower your rate because of that, then why aren't you getting more offers to haul freight? What it boils down to is that because you know your money, you know your worth, you know how much it's costing you, and you say, I've got to have this much. You know what's going to happen? You know what's happening out there is there are actually truckers out there hauling it for less. And you know those ones? Those are going to go out of business. And those are the ones that we want them to go out of business. But you know whom the brokers are calling? They're calling those guys. And then you know what's going to happen? Another guy, he's going to go buy a truck, and he's going to say, you know, I just need some freight. Just give me some freight. You know, and then another guy going to buy a truck, and he's going to go get his own authority, and I just need some freight. Just need some freight. And the next thing you know, it's a never-ending cycle of people getting into the business, charging super low rates to get their cash up front, and then they just bail. And then people that are trying to sustain a business, it keeps hurting and hurting because there's always going to be those people able to get it. So then the question is, what are we doing? What's going on? And, you know, maybe there needs to be some kind of like hard rule about how you become a truck driver. You know, it used to be, we were talking about it yesterday about how you were running and cause we were watching, you know, we were talking about Smokey and the Bandit and how things were back in the day. You know, it used to be damn hard to run freight. You had to run lanes. Everybody talks about it in the songs back in the day. It was the ICC, and they used to control everything about trucking. You had to have permits and licenses for each state. You had to have, you know, whatever you were hauling, you had to have a permit for, no matter what it was. You had to have a permit for whatever lane you were running. You know, they had those divided up into lanes and regions and all that. And it used to be damn hard. And, you know, maybe it just needs to go back to that because it's almost too damn easy to become an owner-operator truck driver these days. Too damn easy to get your own authority. Too damn easy to call up a shipper and say, hey, I'll haul your freight. Give me some money. Because what it boils down to, I think a lot of people out there, they're talking about cost of doing business. And cost of doing business is doing things right and sustaining it and taking in money so you can make a profit so that you can sustain your business. And next thing you know, new people, maybe even new to the country, come in and say, hey, I'm going to start me up a company and I'm going to run some freight. And I'm not even going to worry about how well my truck is. I'm not going to worry about how well maintained it is. I'm not even going to worry about how well I'm maintained or how well I'm monitored as far as, you know, I know I passed a drug test, but I'm not going to worry about it. You know, if they come pop me for a random whatever, I'll just go get a new identity and start something else up, you know, or whatever, or I'll just fire that driver and go hire me another driver or whatever. So it's one of those things where we know all this shady stuff going on out there, and they still pushing down on everybody that's trying to do good, you know, with all this stuff. So I just say stay vigilant on that is all I can say about that. It's I know everybody's like, you're a preacher of the choir. That really doesn't happen that much and all that. I just don't understand. If none of that happens and none of the shady stuff is going on, then how come it's so hard to pull freight for the rate you need? Why is it that you, when you pull it up on the load board and it's only paying, you know, half of what you need? You know, if you need $3 a mile or you need $6 a mile and you're only getting half of that offered on the load board, and you got to nitpick for every one of them, and you see that there's freight in there. is that freight getting moved at all? You know, I mean, I've seen it on there. I've been on the load boards. The load pops up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's only paying $1,500 when it really should be paying about $2,500. And then by, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, it's up to $1,750. And then by noon, it's up to $2,000. And then by 2 o'clock, it's up to $1,200, you know. And then it might be, you know, and you know the place closes at like 3, 4, or 5, and they don't actually up the rate to what you want, you know. And then you call them, and they tell you, nah, they ain't got that much in. It's only paying $1,250. And I say, yeah, but it was paying, you know, it was paying really low this morning. So you got the same load. Oh, no, that's a different load. That's what they'll tell you. That's a different load. So then, you know, they go in there and they change it and they say, oh yeah, that one just popped in. It's paying what you want. Yeah, that. But I got to be there in like 30 minutes and it's 20 miles away. So, you know, now you got to rush. And then they, when you get it picked up, go, well, it's got to be, you know, the next day it's 400 miles or something by 6 a.m. And they're making you rush when all they had to do, you know what they did. They're just trying to see if somebody would bite on the lower rate is what they were trying to do. And it happens, you know, every now and then it'll happen where they'll get somebody to bite on the lower. And you know what's so funny is that they up the rate at the end of the day to, you know, okay, I'll take it. That's what I wanted. That's what I needed. But you know that they had more in it. They could pay more. They could, you know, they're always saying that they ain't got that much in it. They got more. They got more. I've seen it. We've all seen it. Okay, they got more. They can pay. Just pay right off the bat. Don't try to keep, you know, I know it's free market. But as brokers, they got to know. They have to know that there's, you know, time of the essence. Time is money. And make everything about you and trying to keep as much as you can. You know, only keep what you need. You know, I mean, shoot, if a broker booked a load, they could take 10% and be happy, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. They're looking for 30 to 50% and only giving the trucker, you know, 50 to 70%. And that's even as their own authority. And just think about that. If you took 70% of what the load was paying from the broker and then you were running for a carrier and the carrier keeps another, you know, 15, 20%, you know, what's left for the truck driver? So, you know, quit talking all that crap about how, oh, it's rough and shippers aren't paying. No, they're paying. Quit doing that. This here, I mean, it says Bank of America shipper survey attempts to capture forward sentiment of 1,300 shippers. It says qualifying their views on demand, capacity, and rates. Says consumer-related shipper comprised of 53% of the survey, retail or CPG. See, while industrial, manufacturing, materials, and healthcare shippers, the survey results are aggravated every other week. Aggregated. Every other week, and have proven to be an incredibly reliable predictor of the future direction of the indicators and measures. The rate indicator, which measures shippers' views on truck rates, fell further on April's collapse, falling again to 38 to 38.8 in the last survey, lowest level since May 2020. And it's the National Truckload Index. Yes, yeah, and so what I think happening is the freight is falling off. People aren't buying. People aren't demanding. Just like it was, you know, we were having supply chain issues. I think that's all been thwarted. It's been done. You know, you can go out there and get what you want, just people aren't getting it. You know, so and you were going to have this. You were going to have some kind of fall off. And that's the other thing, too. This is what cracked me up. And maybe, I don't know, supply and demand, I get it. But really, is it fall that bad, you know, where you're sitting there, you need a load, you know what you got to have to make your money. And they're like, well, you know, there's just so many other trucks available. Okay. So you're trying to, and I mean, let's say you got 10 trucks. Okay, before you had 10 trucks, you had 10 loads. Everybody gets what they want. Everybody makes money. Now you got 10 trucks, you only got 8 loads. Okay? You're telling me that the drivers are out there lowballing that low so that they can get one of those loads because they're going to be short? I don't get that. I don't get it at all. I mean, to me, it's the brokers, you know, and drivers, you know, quit doing it. Don't do it. You know, they call you up and they'll tell you, listen, you know, I got another guy on this load, but if you can do it better, and you do. And then he's like, hold on. He calls the same guy up. He says, I got another guy on, and it's a race to the floor of how low he can get that rate. That's what it is. So drivers, quit doing it. Quit doing it. When they call you up and they tell you, I can't pay you that much, say, okay, thanks, bye. You know, that's it. And keep getting your rate. Keep demanding it. More and more drivers do that, then it'll stop. It'll stop. And that's what we got to do. We got to stop it. So just, you know, and it's not going to change. You know, you're not going to get the government to regulate it. You know, I can say, let's get the government to regulate, you know, because you got to qualify with all the, you know, with the maintenance issues and the trucks and the background checks and all that. Yeah, you can make that a little tougher to get your operating authority or get your CDL and all that stuff. Yeah, we can toughen that up. But as far as negotiating rates, I want that to stay free. You know, I like trucking to stay easy, but it's not going to happen. You got to, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. You got to get people out of there. You know, too many people come in, they make a quick buck, fast cash, and then they get out. And it's just so many people. It's too easy to be an owner-operator, independent, own authority. Too easy, in my opinion. So, check us out. Like I said, we're at redneckandeyes.com. And we appreciate everybody listening along and following along and everything. Yeah, we got a comment here on the Facebook. Before I jump into something else here. He says, there for a while when Trump was president, I was hopeful more people were going to back in power. I was so hopeful that the people were going back in power according to the Constitution. The gas prices hike is directly related to the Fed and idiot greedy leaders who they say are elected. Sorry that you guys are having to go through this. It's not right. Yeah, well, the gas, I mean, we saw it hit high. It started hitting high as soon as Biden took office. And you know what the funny thing was is we saw it because he shut down a lot of the permits to be able to drill. And then now he says it openly. He says, well, to alleviate some of the high cost of gas and oil prices and all that, I've contacted Venezuela to try to get them to up production. I've contacted Saudi Arabia, try to get them to up production. We can't do up production from ourselves. And then what it boils down to is we're making the same kind of deals that Germany made with Russia. We're trying to make the same kind of deals with the bad countries over here. You know, and so all these other countries that are going to these climate summits saying, well, we don't drill for oil anymore, but we buy all our oil from these bad countries that want to kill us. So, and, you know, if they could poison the oil, then we would die quickly because that's where we're buying it from is countries that want to kill us. And, you know, and it boils down to, it doesn't matter what the leaders say, you know, they can see even Russia, Saudi Arabia, all of them. I don't care if they say they're allies with the U.S. or not. The people in power do not like the United States, and they do not like our values. They do not like that we have freedom of speech. They don't like it that we have the right to bear arms. They don't like that. They don't like that one bit. They don't like our capitalist society where we, you know, you can buy what you want, you can make what you want, you can sell what you want. You know, they don't like that. They don't like that one bit. You know, I mean, they don't like it that the broker can sit there. They're kind of on our side a little bit. They say, hey, you know, those brokers, they shouldn't be able to pay you less. You know, they should pay you what we decide they should pay you. That's pretty much what they want to say. You know, it's like, yeah, you guys, it's not right that you guys are out there trying to make money and you can't because, you know, the brokers are jamming you up with their bad tactics and everything. But hey, if you were over here in Russia, there wouldn't be a job for you to make money at. So you would have to just come and rely on us. Oh, man. But yeah, it's a bad deal out there, you know, with, I don't know, to me, I feel you trying to be an owner-operator. You know, I quit being an owner-operator in 2017, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made because you're talking about health-related, you know, stress, all that stuff. I just couldn't deal with it anymore, so I like it now. I'm a turnkey trucker. I turn the key off, and I go home, park the truck, and that's it. But that's, you know, I've been in those shoes before, and I tell you what, it's a hard job. Don't everybody ever think you it's not. The driving part's easy. You know, if you work for a carrier where you've got some dedicated freight or you got you know, guaranteed certain amount, percentage or whatever, based off of what they pay or whatever, great. But if you're out there trying to work the load boards, I tell you what, it's an absolute mess. That is an absolute mess out there. You know, and most good owner-operators will tell you they don't work the load boards that much. You know, it's not, they got customers that they call or call them. You know, that's what you want. You want customers to call you. So that's the whole thing with that. But, yeah, just make sure you go check out our great sponsor, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. We blew through half the hour just talking about what the news was right there. But there ain't too much else going on as far as news goes, other than accidents, you know, truckers having bad accidents. And I just, maybe we need some speed limiters out there for the accidents. But I guess if you look at these accidents, though, it's not going to be anything related with speed. It's all about just people making bad decisions, you know. And of course, the four-wheelers out there, most of the accidents that deal with four-wheelers and trucks together, it's a little over half of the percentage of the trucks that when a truck involves a car, it's mostly the car's fault is what the numbers come out to be. So just double check that when you're out there driving your personal vehicle as a truck driver. We know that, you know, and a lot of times it's always anticipating, because as a trucker, we see that all the time is anticipation, and we got to see it for ourselves. But, yeah, go check out DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Make sure you go subscribe to YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. That's been a great success for us, and we try to share videos when we can out there and see how that's going to work out for us. But also go check out – where are we at? Keep moving my thing around. There we go. All right, cool deal. Yeah, so go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. That way you can get all of our social media accounts right there, even our YouTube channel. You can click on the little link at the very bottom of the page, and it'll take you to the social media and our YouTube channel. You can subscribe or like those accounts. And we also have links to all of our sponsors, dpfregeneration.com, Trucker Tools at truckertools.com, and, of course, Load to Ride, Load to Ride Transportation, ltrtransportation.com. Check all those out. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. I appreciate everything. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and I's, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I'm hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live. It's, what is it, like 7:40 p.m. Eastern Time? We're here live every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. We're just talking about life in trucking, all things in trucking, and then some. Life on the road, what's going on, where you at, how you been, how's your weekend? What you got planned for this week, or what do you got planned for next weekend? That's what we got here, Eastbound and Down. Smokey and the Bandit is going to be in the movie theaters next weekend. Memorial Day weekend is next weekend, okay? Before we go any further, before I do anything, let's thank one of our great sponsors. That sponsor is LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out, loadtoridetransportation.com. And that's a great little trekking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. All the drivers I talk to that work for them, they're drop-dead busy. You can give them a call at 720-277-0030. I'd like to check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. And I appreciate all their support. So, yeah, I was just bringing it up here that Smokey and the Bandit is 45th anniversary. And FathomEvents.com is releasing the movie is going to be in theaters next weekend, Sunday, for two shows, and then it'll be on Thursday, or Wednesday and Thursday, the first and the second. And let's see what we're doing here. So yeah, go check this out. Check this out here. Let me pull it up. Hold on. Let me get it pulled up here and go to my screen sharing. And then pull it up and do it like this.
Bandit, is that your name or your profession?
That's my handle.
Hits a Ride to Smokey and the Bandit, returning to cinemas May 29th and June 1st and 2nd only.
Set up a roadblock.
Featuring exclusive insights from TCM. For more information, go to fathomevents.com.
That's it right there. Boom. I like them. That's going to be awesome. I'm excited. I am. I'm pretty excited. That's going to be awesome. So, yeah, he says, set up a roadblock. And he pulls up, hey, you see that? They went right through our roadblock. So you some bitches couldn't close an umbrella. Oh, man. I tell you what, it's been a while since I actually sat down and watched the movie. I hate it. Well, I remember when it first started coming out on TV, you know, they had to edit all the some bitches and everything. So it was always some gun. They always said some gun. And you could tell, you know, they edited a lot of different stuff, you know, and everything. And of course it was in the 70s. So there might be some content that might be offensive to some people. Talking about that this weekend too, when, you know, talking to some friends about it, and they're like, you know, sometimes these shows, when you watch them as a kid, you had no idea of what they were talking about and what they were saying and everything. So it's funny now to watch it because it's, you know, it's kind of silly, but you know, as a kid, it was awesome. We were like, wow, look at that. They're talking on the CB and driving big trucks and the smoke and the bandit in the car and all that. That was awesome. But yeah, it's going to be in the movie theater, man. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm getting all fired up, and it's going to be Sunday. And it's the day before Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day weekend. So anybody got any big plans? See what's going on. And, you know, there's always something going on around here. I'm going to be taking a trip up to see some family up in Central Texas. I'll be next to Fort Hood, Texas, is where I grew up. So that'd be fun. And, you know, like I said, if you get somewhere out on the road, you know, Memorial Day is always a good time to go check out one of the cemeteries. They're putting American flags over here at this cemetery it's called the Coastal Bend, Veterans Cemetery down here on Interstate 37 in Corpus Christi. And it's a really nice veteran stadium. We would go there and help set up Christmas wreaths during the Christmas. Well, they're putting up American flags here. And I think that's going to be on a Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon at like 5 o'clock, flags on the grave sites and everything and all around. And it's a big display. They got the big flags and a big center circle area for, you know, ceremonies and stuff. It's really nice. So check those out. Whenever you get a chance, an opportunity to go visit one of these cemeteries, you know, go do it. Because it may not be anything special, but there might be a couple of little tidbits about, like, the local area and how the military affected them and everything, especially if you're near a big base somewhere. So it's always, always cool to see that and check that out. But yeah, Memorial Day weekend is this next weekend. There won't be a show on Friday, and there more than likely won't be a show on Sunday either. And then there, I don't even know how I'll even be able to make it back by Monday to be on Monday night show. So, but there, I mean, Monday's a holiday, so I ain't got to work at least. I, you know, the job that I get paid to do. but other than that, you know, check things out though. Like I said, at redneckandeyes.com to see how that was going to happen. But. We'll keep everybody updated on there when everything does change and what we're going to do as far as, like, you know, we got events going on later on this year. We even got works in to try to get our own truck show going on, and we're going to do that up in Ohio. So stay tuned for that too, because that's what we're all about, is trying to get that done. And we appreciate everybody's support and helping create that and everything. We're done. And if you're out there and you don't know, I mean, everybody that we talk to that knows us, that we've communicated with, we're done with Louisville. We're not going back to Louisville. There's too many other truck shows that care about the truckers, and that's what we're all about, is taking care of the truckers. So it'll be just the smaller truck shows is what we're going to stay with. You know, those big ones, they don't want the truck drivers. They want the corporate. They want the big money. They want the checks. That's what they want. And they don't care that the drivers, you know, have to spend so much money to hang up there. You know, if you want something to drink, it's like $7. You know, a bottle of water. I think a bottle of water was like, it was either four or seven, something like that. But you know, and then they had to have the food is outrageously priced over there. People pretty much take their own food when you go to the truck shows, you know, and everything. But the other places, it's more of an outside event, you know, and everything. And you know, the having it indoors is great. The problem is it's really expensive, and when you get these bids, I don't know who it is, but there's these companies that are in charge of creating these events. So when you've got a big corporation like a Freightliner or, you know, I don't know, whoever, you know, these big corporations, they hire companies to put on these events. Well, then they want to make their money, so that's where they do. They throw just huge prices on everything, just huge amount of prices. Even though it might be free to get in, once you're in, you know, you got to pay for stuff. And then, like, parking, you know, they charge you for that and that kind of thing and all that. So, I don't know. It's not a benefit to take the family and spend all that money on just, you know, seeing things, you know. And then actually, it's you're paying to go see businesses that are trying to get you to spend money on them. So, you know, it don't make no sense. It's like cable. You know, why do we pay for cable, or why are there commercials on cable? You know, you're paying this company to show you commercials that they've taken money to put on their TV. It's like, it's amazing. You know, it's everything's that way now. Everything's going that way. It's like people are trying to figure out a way to, how can I charge these people to show them stuff that people paid me money to show them? It's like they're making money on both ends, you know. As I've always said that about, like, waste management. Waste management actually was an ingenious thing to do, because waste management is actually the best part about this whole paying, making money off both ends, because their job is garbage, okay? Nobody wants garbage, right? So whenever you have garbage, you're like, please take my garbage. They're like, well, I got to charge you. If you want me to come get it, you need to give me some money. Yes, please, take this money, come get my garbage. Well, waste management says, give us money, we'll come get it. They do. They come get it, they take it, they separate it, and they say, okay, I got some paper here, I got some plastic stuff here, and I got all this other stuff here that I could throw into a hole and cover it up and turn it into compost and make some, you know, try to create more of a better environment and everything instead of just a big, huge landfill. I got plastic, I got paper, I got metal. I could separate all that, and then I'll sell it. And they do, and they make money. And so you're paying them to take all that stuff away that people are actually paying them to say, hey, give me some of that trash because I'll buy it from you. As long as you've got it separated and you're only giving me the metal, I'll take the metal. As long as you're giving me the paper, I'll buy the paper from you. And that's what they're doing. They're selling it, you know. I went to a waste management facility down in Houston, picked up bales of paper, you know, trash paper that they've compacted into bales, loaded up my truck full of bales or, you know, whatever the load can handle. And I took it to up there in New Mexico. What was it, Pruitt, New Mexico? Is that what it is? There's a huge, and for all you regular people out there, it is amazing, really, because it's surprising that there's not more facilities like this. But it's out in the middle of nowhere, and I don't know why it's in the middle of nowhere, but it's just out there in the middle of nowhere, and it is a recycling paper mill, paper plant. They all they do all day long is they take deliveries of trash paper, bales. It comes in on trucks. It comes in on the train. They unload it, and they have these huge warehouse that's got nothing but these two big, like, you know, backhoe pushing machines, and they take those bales and they just shove them up against this one wall where this big conveyor shreds all that paper up and ships it into, and it's so funny because there's this huge warehouse. On one end, there's got docks on this end with backed up. They got the backside is nothing but the train, right? It just pulls to the side of the building. The other side has got doors on it too. So you pull in, you check in with the guard, you come in, you back up, they unload all that trash paper, you sweep it out, you get it cleaned up, you pull back around, and you back into this other door on the other side, and guess what you do? You pick up new paper, rolls of paper. And the way it is that warehouse is separate from the actual mill. The mill's on the other side of the railroad tracks, down on the bottom of the hill, and it goes underground. They got a conveyor that ships all the trash paper in, and there's another conveyor that brings all the rolls of paper out, and it's got a little elevator thing where it raises it up, puts it in the little warehouse. The guy grabs it with the forklift and stacks it up and everything. Another guy loads them up. I mean, it's a constant process. And I talked to the guy one day, and I said, well, how much, you know, where do you get all this paper? Who's giving you this paper? He says, it comes from all over the world. He said, we've imported it. We've actually bought paper from other countries, and they ship it to us. Trash paper, and then we ship out, we export, and we import more paper than we export because we use a lot of paper here. But it goes everywhere. It goes, and they make different grades, but most of it, because it's recycled, you can't, once you recycle the paper, it can't be used for all the little fine stuff to make the little nice paper, like the little parchments that people like to write on for letters. Or if you want some really nice glossy paper to put photos on, whatever, you can't use the recycled paper. But recycled paper goes into making boxes, and you can make boxes after box after box with recycled paper because it's not required to be, you know, you, what it is, it's you lose a little bit of it, you know, and eventually you'll run out. But it's always going. There's always something going. So, but it's paper, just boom, you know, it's amazing. I don't know. I get on. I love it every time. Every time it pops in my head, that facility amazes me because it's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's almost automatic. I mean, if they had drones or robots out there, you wouldn't need people at all. But it's out there in Interstate 40, and it's just paper. And like I said, you're paying people to come pick up your trash. They separate it and then they sell your trash. So that's a good thing. But other than that, why am I paying people to watch their commercials? I'm paying somebody to watch their commercials. Why am I doing that? And they say, well, it's cheaper. Yeah, but why? I mean, you know, how come TV makes so much money? Why is that? Why do they make so much money? You know, I don't know. I just don't get it. Where are we at? See, That's the show right there. That's boom. That's it. I got to go to work. I'm excited for Smokey and the Bandit. I won't keep talking about it all week. I love it. I'm excited. I'm getting fired up. Of course, I am anticipating. Here, I had a couple of good bike rides this weekend, and then I've got a big bike ride planned to go see the family, and that's going to be exciting. Taking my time, maybe make a few stops, go see some Harley dealerships along the way. So I haven't been riding motorcycle that long, so getting out and about, this is one of the first for me. So I'm excited to be out there, and I hope to see more people riding. I see it every day. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, that's about it for us. Like I said, go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Go check out our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody supporting that. And what are we doing here? I was looking for – which one did I hear? I heard a song this morning, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I want to play that one. And I'm trying to think about what it was, but I forgot. I forgot already. Man, I love listening to music going down the road. I don't know about y'all, but here we go. Here's a good one. Get you fired up. Let's see. Make sure everything's on the up and up. It is. There you go. You can barely hear it. You can barely hear it. We're going to just keep talking until it starts playing real good. But anyway, what do you call? Go check out LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation, at ltrtransportation.com. Be sure to check out Trucker Tools. The Trucker Tools app is one of those apps where you can track freight, book freight. You can even do route planning, and you can find parking spots, and you can find maintenance facilities and fuel stops. Download the app on your app stores. Go to wherever you get your apps at. Download Trucker Tools, or you can check them out at truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. And like I said, ltrtransportation.com, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Go check those out. We appreciate all their support. And then go check out all of our social media accounts. We thank Facebook Live for hanging out with us, and we'll keep on doing that. But it's a radio show. That's what it is. So we're going to keep, we play music. When we're not on Facebook or YouTube, we try to play more music, especially on Sunday when it's kind of kicking back and we ain't got nothing going on. We'll just play more music. We can play music on the Blog Talk Radio show, but when we put it on YouTube or Facebook, they hear it. The computer automatically hears the music and then cuts it out and says, you don't have the rights to that music. Because it knows. I mean, it knows. YouTube will actually show me, this is the title of the song that you were playing. This is the people who own the rights to it and all that. I mean, it knows. It's amazing. That's technology there for you. But now when I have a song playing that, it's a friend of mine's personal song, their own song, the computer doesn't recognize it. So I can play those. So we play those more when we can. I got a new CD, and I got to get it put in there so I can put it on the computer and we can play it. But in the meantime, like I said, we'll be back tomorrow every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. We can thank all of our great sponsors, and we'll see y'all guys tomorrow. So until then, stay safe, stay successful, and keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road. Second ride.